The Treasury says, cap those benefits. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 10th day of July. Thanks for being with us. Airbags are back in the news. Toyota and mocking George Floyd. Bailing cotton and Chinese knockoffs. Speaking of China, they just bought a bunch of corn. American Airlines says nope on the MAX 737 unless... Hey, we got the Wall Street Report and another look at the unemployment numbers. And then for fun, Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine is in to chat about stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro, and we'll talk pizza and pickled herring for breakfast. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the business news headlines. How did we get here so fast this week? I'm your host, Michael Libby, and to reach out to us on Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. We'll say goodbye to that extra $600 a week in unemployment benefits. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the Trump administration wants to cap enhanced employment benefits in the next coronavirus package. Why? To make sure workers do not get benefits amounting to more than their former wages. Under the coronavirus bill enacted back in March, workers to encourage compliance with stay-at-home orders received as much as $600 a week in addition to their regular unemployment benefits. And critics say that encouraged the jobless to not look for work. However, those same people were then able to spend a bit more, which proponents say helped the economy. Meanwhile, the U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation that would extend the $600 in extra weekly payments until December. Supporters say that the add-on has been key in keeping families out of poverty as the jobless rate shot up, noting it typically only goes beyond offsetting a previously earned wage when that wage was very low. Critics claim companies are experiencing difficulty in recruitment despite a national unemployment rate above 11%. The add-on expires, by the way, at the end of this month. Fiat Chrysler said today it would recall over 925,000 of its older model vehicles in the United States to replace airbag covers on their steering wheels after 14 potentially related injuries. The recall is limited to 2007 to 2011 Dodge Nitro SUVs, 2008 and 2010 Chrysler Town & Country, and Dodge Grand Caravan minivans. The move follows an investigation that found these vehicles were equipped with certain clips that may loosen and disengage over time, and in the case of a driver-side airbag deployment, the clips, well, they could act as projectiles. Fiat Chrysler said none of the potential injuries involved occupants of front passenger or rear passenger seats, only the driver, and that the airbags, by the way, were not supplied by Takata. In other auto news, Toyota Motors said workers who were involved in a video mocking George Floyd, who was killed by Minneapolis police and has become a symbol for the Black Lives Matter movement, those people are no longer employed by the company. The Japanese automaker would not provide details, but said in a statement that it takes allegations of workplace racism seriously and that the individuals no longer work at its factory in Princeton, Indiana. The incident was reported by The Independent, which said that two employees, including a supervisor, were fired after a video surfaced showing the supervisor kneeling on a file binder on June 6th and saying, "That will keep them down." Floyd, an unarmed black man, died on May 25th after a police officer knelt on his neck for almost 9 minutes. So our question has got to be, why would people do this stuff and then think it was funny? A company that develops packaging for cotton bales harvested with Deere & Company equipment says it's facing Chinese knockoffs and wants a U.S. trade agency to block the copycats from entering the country. Israel-based Tama Group and its U.S. unit filed a complaint on July 7th with the U.S. International Trade Commission, saying two Chinese companies and their North American distributors are working together to sell cheaper replicas of a plastic wrapping that Tama designed and patented more than a decade ago. Tama Wrap is exclusively designed for John Deere equipment that Tama's complaint says revolutionized cotton baling, enabling a single machine to do what, until then, was impossible. And what would that be? Well, harvest, collect, bale, and uniquely wrap cotton with a single machine and onboard wraps. Tama seeks an order preventing further imports of the rival packaging and a halt to sales of products already brought into the country. The complaint names Zhejiang Yazha Cotton Picker Parts Company and its distributor, Arkansas-based Southern Marketing Affiliates. It also names the Fuyan Agricultural Science and Technology Company and its distributor, Canadian-based Goshen Business Development. In other farm-related news, China booked its second-largest single-day U.S. corn purchase on record, that according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. This comes as China works to fulfill its Phase 1 trade deal obligation to dramatically increase U.S. farm product imports. The USDA said China bought 765,000 tons of corn for shipment in the current marketing year, which ends August 31st, and 600,000 tons for shipment next year. China also booked deals on 130,000 tons of U.S. hard red winter wheat and 190,000 tons of U.S. hard red spring wheat. The country also increased its soybean projection today. Well, people familiar with the development say American Airlines executives have told Boeing they will not take delivery of 17 Boeing 737 MAX airplanes unless the airline can secure financing to pay for the aircrafts. The 17 MAX planes are already built but will not be delivered until the Federal Aviation Administration recertifies the aircraft and removes the grounding order, which is expected to happen later this summer or at least by early fall. The situation means Boeing Capital, which is Boeing's financing division, will have to find a way to arrange financing for those planes that could involve Boeing Capital buying the planes and then leasing them to American. Another possible scenario could involve third-party aircraft leasing companies financing the planes in question. American has already taken delivery of 24 MAX planes and has another 76 ordered with Boeing. The Wall Street Journal previously reported that American executives have threatened to cancel some of its MAX 737 orders. Well, it was another big day on Wall Street as stocks extended their gains today. What was the focus? Well, there seems to be signs that the world could be closer to an effective treatment for COVID-19, and that bit of news blunted concerns that a rising number of cases will curb the global economic recovery. Banks led the S&P 500 index higher as the gauge extended its weekly gain to 1.8%. The broader index outperformed the tech-heavy NASDAQ 100 today for the first time in almost 2 weeks. Gilead Sciences advanced after reporting its remdesivir treatment cut COVID-19 mortality risk by 62%, helping to ease concern about spreading infections. The Dow closed up a whopping 369 points at 26,075. The NASDAQ was up by 89 points to 10,617. And the S&P 500 ended the day and the week up 32 points at 3,185. With record deaths across America, as well as fears of a second wave in Asia, the spotlight is back on the outlook for the coronavirus as investors head into the weekend. Fiscal and monetary stimulus has buoyed markets thus far, but investors are looking for signals on what additional support may be in the works. And finally, there is this. Applications for U.S. unemployment benefits dropped slightly last week, but remained at historically high levels. Initial jobless claims were down by 99,000 cases to 1.3 million in the week that ended on July 4th, while continuing claims fell to 18 million. This week's figures may not give a clear view of the labor market, however, given the Independence Day holiday. More jobs could vanish in the weeks ahead as the pandemic gains steam in the United States and as many cash-strapped municipalities might begin cutting their labor force. Happy weekend. Speaking of a happy weekend, Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine is with me today to shout out some fun stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro. Plus, we'll talk about pizza for breakfast, and also don't forget about that pickled herring. That fun is just a click ahead. And hey, by the way, you deserve it.